Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away.
Underground players is in the house.
I pledge allegiance to this game that we pimps display across America, and to the daily payment which we demand from our hoes and suckers searching for game. A whole nation wondering how the fuck we do it, taking liberty, fucking justice, and straight lace with no chase pimping, y'all.
Hey. That's how it used to be, fellas. You know it ain't like that with me no more. But I had to play that shit. Hey, I got something for you today. First, I want to talk about this dude that hit me. And he said, for the first 40 minutes, all you talked about was you and your fucking school. See, that's a motherfucker. He wants free game. He wants me to make sure he get what he's looking for. What about me? I'm looking for something. Am I supposed to get what I want? What I'm saying is the benefit, one of them, of being the way I am, and the way I, well, do things, one of the benefits is that you don't really care what people think. Because what people think is completely up to them. Their thoughts have nothing to fucking do with what you do. That's how I think. Because SWU is like the Pied Piper. You know, the Pied Piper, he played some melodic tune, and all the rats in town followed him, and he walked them into the ocean. Now, the music we play have, we being Sidewalk University, that music we have in our students following us to wherever we lead them, high, low, left, right, I'm talking about right, wrong, well, listen, we got to take that wrong out of there, because it ain't going to be no wrong. There ain't no way we going to lead you wrong. But at the same time, excuse me, students at SWU know that even if we do something that ends up wrong, we accept, adjust, and then we address it. Right now, every letter of the alphabet has three words that's very important. Those are the three for A: accept, adjust, and address. We dope like that. And I don't know which a person would expect to hear me talking about on my channel. Seem like I would be talking about me. Seem like that's what the fuck you would want to listen for, because I'm talking about me and some shit I did or whatever. So, I'm just having people from Africa, Sichuan, or however you say that word, someplace near China, all kinds of foreign motherfuckers getting my course from me or my site. And you know what that's letting me know? That's letting me know language does not pose a threat to the clear message in my goddamn course. Melange. I mean, what is melange or something like that. I forgot how you pronounce it. That's the language we use, and evidently it's universal. Because, see, at Sidewalk University right now, we're not even at catching. And with what these dudes are learning, they're experiencing things. And I'm going to read something this guy, a student, sent me. And then, need I say more? But check this out. Say, professor, I know this is not an assignment, and we're not focused on catching yet. But the past 3 nights, I literally have met 3 different bad chicks. I came to Detroit yesterday to visit my auntie and wasn't even thinking about getting that no bra. But it's like everywhere I go, I get action. This bad little Spanish chick was giving me major action. And before I knew it, we were at Starters getting something to eat. Next thing, we at the liquor store getting a bottle. Now, I'm just waking up at her house after having my way with her all night. Confidence is a motherfucker. Yeah, man. It's like they can just tell it's something different about me. This chick was a successful woman who made pretty good money. And during the conversation last night, she told me that most dudes she deal with are intimidated because of it. But me, the total opposite. Before SWU in the course, I never used to get no action like this. Professor Dixon, you have changed my life. Now, that's just from one student. There's maybe a month and a half before summer will be over. And you motherfuckers are going to go back to the way you were or the way you've been every winter. Wanting and hoping instead of going to get what you want. Well, I guess you need to suffer a little more. You need to suffer a little more before you can take that leap into the realm of, you know, what you really want. Yeah. That realm is where the alphas dwell. And you want to live there. And that realm is waiting for you to accept the boundaries that you won't be able to cross. As soon as you do that, you're going to be in. But you motherfuckers don't want no boundaries. That's why you can't get in. Accept the boundaries. It's hard. It's a hard path. If you follow me, you're going to see it's a hard path that I've chosen to follow. Or actually this path is so that I can lead you through. But that all depends on however you want to see it. It's true that it's, you know, kind of discouraging for me too sometimes, but I try to trudge on. I'm not interested in becoming some kind of radio host that simply entertains an audience with outrageous statements and quips and far out goddamn rants. But I do that shit. I will admit I do that shit. But my entire reason for being on this medium is to get a mass population of motherfuckers in one place at the same time to hear what real men do. Unfortunately, as my phone line show, I guess I ain't got no real men out there because you don't want to talk about shit. You just want to listen. It's not your fault. It's not your mom's fault. There is no fault unless you hear what we talk about and you allow it to entertain you like you motherfuckers are doing. Man, that nigga be spitting some fire. Man, you guys are... Then it's your fault. that you are pitiful and a really fucked up excuse for a man. There is absolutely no reason for you to limit yourself to being entertained by the shit I say. 980, I see you just come up. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Nana, I just wanted to show my appreciation for you and what you're doing here, man. But I do have a question, if you wouldn't mind.
I don't mind, man. This is a talk show. I need questions.
All right. So I've been doing this for a little bit. I had some girls I tried to holler at, like, a few years ago. Maybe it was the wrong time. But now it seems like they're coming back in mass. It's not, or not in mass, but they're coming back to fuck with me. And how should I consider that? Should it, you know, is it a mad move or is it a quick decision or is it that it just took her a while to recognize my value or her value? What are your thoughts?
Bro, do you hear how you talking?
Yeah.
You do. How do you sound?
I don't know.
Uncertain? Scared?
Yes. Well, definitely uncertain, but not scared, just unsure. I am really curious as to what you think. I've already reached my own conclusion on what I think, but I just
wait. Wait. Why isn't what you think good enough?
Oh, it is good enough for me, but I'd like to know what you think because you have more experience. So the greatest way for me to learn is to speak to someone who has more experience.
You're asking me. How would I take?
Why is it taking so long for bitches to realize what was in front of them? So why is it taking so long? Or I don't mind that it's taking so long because I done wrote it off already and it's just extra at this point. But that's what I'm not getting is why, you know, why now? What
bro,
is it that is the
bro,
what's the pullback?
Bro, stop. You said this has been a couple of years.
Yeah.
So what if you made improvements in a couple of years? What if
I would say,
hey, bro, what if you was a jerk that didn't know shit before? How old are you, 27?
28.
So what I'm saying, bro, I can hear a lot in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you, it's not important why they are giving you action now. It's important what you going to do with the action. Because you didn't do before. You didn't do shit before because you didn't think you was getting action. So what makes you think you're getting action now? What's different? What are they doing different?
I would say it's probably how I feel about it is a little bit different but I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure what they're doing different. I'm more so sure what I'm doing different or how I feel about it that has changed. But, like,
you've already
given me a good point, though.
I am doing things
differently than I was when I was 23 compared to 4 years later. I haven't backslid. I'm not doing worse. I'm doing better. And I've been consistent in what I'm doing and the things I've been saying. I guess it's more proof of concept.
All that you're saying is really convincing you of what you're saying because I don't believe none of that goddamn shit. You just talking, man. You don't need... See, I judge a motherfucker by how he talk. If you can talk and listen at the same time, I don't give a fuck. Just do it, you know. Sometimes we might run into each other as far as sentences, but I can hear you just as good as you can hear me. But if you can't hear me, and all you're going to do is talk like you do, then you're scared. That's why you got to keep running your mouth so you can make what you say make sense, the sense that it makes to you. You want to see if it makes sense to me. And I already told you what I think, and I already told you why. That each one of you start telling me something about how it's not the case. What I'm saying, bro, is if you want to change that shit you talking about, you better start believing in your goddamn self. Because it sounds like you don't believe shit you say. Sounds like you don't really believe nothing. What do you believe, bro? What do you believe in? You see what I'm saying? You motherfuckers don't want to talk. You just want to run your mouth. That's why I don't let people do it. Because that's all they're doing. Wasting time. Talking shit. How the fuck you gonna get anything and you don't even know what you want? Stay on the line. I'm gonna ask my other partner this. 313, what's happening? I mean, caller. My other caller. What's going on, bro?
Hey, nah, how you doing, Rosebud?
I'm fine. What's up?
Okay, I just want to make sure you hear me. Look here, man, I want to kick it off some grown man shit here. You know what I'm saying? I got a question for you, but before I ask, I want to let you know that I'm always on some alpha shit, you understand? When I walk into the room, it's like I suck all the oxygen out that bitch. You know what I mean? It's like when I walk into a room full of dope, I turn into a boss. I don't totally turn into no crackhead. And when I walk into a room full of hoes, I turn into a pimp. I don't turn into no trick.
Bro, stop. Quit talking that bullshit, man. Who the fuck do you think you talking to? First of all, first of all, a real motherfucker don't turn into shit. He already that. So that right there tells me you lying. You just trying to sound sharp. When you go into a room of dope, you turn into whatever. And when you go into a room of hoes, you turn into a pimp. What are you before you go in the room?
Right now, I'm a square. I'm square as a cardboard box.
But you a square when you go in the room, bro. You a square when you go in the room.
Well, that's when I'm a square when I go in there. But when I get in there with them hoes and I start getting at them, see, I'ma be something else. I ain't gonna be no square.
Hey, okay, brother. What's your question?
My question is, like you was talking about some grown man shit, okay? When I'm out, of course I'm getting at the bitches, but I'm talking about when I see a brother, I see my brothers out here, I acknowledge their presence, right? So I'm hollering at them and I'm greeting them with the grown man greeting. Most brothers, they don't acknowledge it back. The real ones, they do. So what I do, I don't let that discourage me. My question to you is,
okay, come on, request.
My question to you is, how do you, because I'm quite sure you do it also. How do you kick it with your real brothers after going through all these other guys that, you know, that's so scary and don't want to say how, you know, greet the next man or whatever? How do you handle that? Because I just keep it pushing and keep acknowledging my brothers, and the ones that speak, they speak, and the ones that don't. How do you handle that?
Why is it important how I handle it, bro?
Because I want to get your perspective.
Bro, can you stop just running your mouth and listen to what the fuck you're saying? You already got your opinion about it. You already said that. You done already made your conclusion. What's going on here, you ain't strong enough to go for what you concluded. Because you don't need me to reinforce what you're thinking is right or wrong. You need to believe what the fuck you're thinking and fuck what I think. Unless we really get to talking about it in some kind of way it come up. But it ain't gonna come up because you ask that silly, asinine question. Because when you do that, I'm turning off. And I ain't kicking it with you no more. Because only some silly motherfucker will have some kind of conclusion made in their mind and don't go for what they're thinking. need some other motherfucker to reinforce whatever they thinking, man. That's fuck shit.
I don't need nobody to reinforce nothing for me, man.
Hey, bro.
I just asked you how you handled that.
Bro, the proof is in the pudding. You can take my words and say you don't need this or whatever I said, but the motherfucker's on this goddamn phone with that stupid ass question if you didn't need what the fuck I'm saying. And if you didn't need somebody reinforcing you, why are you wondering what I think?
Because you always talking about how scary motherfuckers is and how motherfuckers don't talk to me and they always biting their tongue and jibber jabbering and all of that, you know, and that's what I'm saying, you know, to get somebody else's perspective.
Bro, wait. You're saying a lot of shit that I do say. But I also say, fuck what am motherfucker think. Because I'm going with what I think. I'm not letting some motherfucker say you shouldn't think that, bud, because they start giving me some articles that prove what they say. I don't give a fuck.
I feel that. I don't need it. I can get less than the fuck. I ain't trying to get reinforced.
Talk is cheap, bro. Talk is cheap. It ain't shit. So all you doing is talking. If you didn't give a fuck, you would have just said, all right, bud, you know what, you're right. You hung up. But you can't believe what you think. You can't even believe what you say.
I don't have no problem in believing in me, man.
You don't have no problem in believing with you. Believing in you, right?
I want to ask you
one question. What the fuck do you want out of your life?
Success. And
what?
A full life, a full fulfillment, success.
Stop. You can't use bullshit words. Success. What the fuck is success? A full life.
I'm telling you, a full life.
Hey, man, don't fall.
We're reaping the rewards of success. Let me explain what success is.
You can't explain the shit, motherfucker. You on my show. Shut your fucking mouth when I'm talking. Because I let you talk. You a fraud. All you do is say shit that you think sound cool. And none of it's you. Because if it was you, why would you care how long it take a bitch to call you? Because you fucking with too many bitches. You fucking with a lot of bitches. You ain't got time to even remember when you gave this bitch your phone number. You supposed to be the motherfucker that say, oh, yeah, okay, girl, what's going on? And you don't even know who she is. And you're going to wait till she say something to remind you of who she is. Oh, yeah, I met you over there at Starbucks, right? Yeah. Now you know who you're talking to. Now, you know, you can say if you want to, girl, what took you so long to call me? I grew a beard waiting on you. You ain't grew no beard. You just saying it took a long time for you to call, bitch. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
No. You got to motherfucking call in and ask me, how would I take that? Instead of calling in and saying, man, the bitch, you know, I was with the bitch and got it. You know, I think it was 2 years ago, man. And that bitch just not coming around. But you know what? When she hit me, and we start talking. You should be talking like that.
Uh-huh.
So we can kick it like men. Instead of me taking you by your hand and telling you what the fuck you should do. Punk, nigga. I come back on the phone and talk now. You don't know who you fucking with. I'll shut you down so that I can talk if I have to. Now, what's up, 313? You heard all this shit I said. I ain't no scary nigga. What's up?
No. I hear you loud and clear, and I agree with everything you're saying. You know, I don't have a problem with none of it. You know, but like I was just saying, I was asking you that to see how different guys handle speaking to their brothers when they out in the street, because like you say, real niggas, they compliment each other, and that's what it is. They commiserate, they commiserate with each other, and that's what it is.
Stop. If you believe what you just said, you already answered your question. Because real motherfuckers respond. If real motherfuckers respond and this motherfucker ain't responding, what do that mean?
He ain't a real nigga.
So why do you care?
No, I don't.
That's it, dude.
Bro,
no, I was asking you,
bro, can you fucking listen and quit trying to explain why you a punk? You already said that you are, man, look, I ain't talking to you no more, man. You full of shit. You a weak brother that's scary. And you just want to act like you real. I might ask you motherfuckers to call in. But don't call in with no punk shit and expect me to go soft. I'm going hard. I'm going to point out why you a punk. Hey, 980, you don't got to call this dude a punk. But what I'm saying is,
I see what you're talking about.
Can you fucking be quiet so I can ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see why I'm saying he's a punk?
Clearly.
Why?
Because he's reached a conclusion and he... You've explained it multiple times, but he already know what he thinks. So why does it matter what you think? That's me paraphrasing.
Or strong. That's you're right. But why does it matter what I think? Got to come after you make the point. He already made the conclusion. So why ain't he going on what he think? Because that's what it's about. It's not about me. It's not about Ralph. It's not about Michael Jordan. It's about what the fuck you think and what you going to do right now. Ain't got nothing to do with what you're going to do after you call me. Then you find out, blah, blah, blah. The shit is over now.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I scream, I talk all kind of goddamn shit, but it's only because I'm passionate about what the fuck I'm saying.
What I'm trying to understand
is that you don't know shit about a conversation. You don't know shit about how to believe in yourself. You don't know shit about how to show somebody you believe in yourself unless you poke your chest out and pull a gun out. Man, you motherfuckers are sick. And the reason you're sick like you are is because you do like this fucking 313 doing. Take everything somebody say and explain it into the bullshit you thinking. That'll piss anybody off. Motherfucker, I just told you, woo-woo, and you said that? Man, I'll beat your fucking ass. What else they gonna think when you just said some asinine, ass-backward shit? And the reason this motherfucker knows is ass-backward shit, because he ain't just from here. He done been all over the goddamn country with whoever think like they think, killers, robbers, everybody. Ain't nothing that you don't see no wounds on my black ass. You don't see nothing. No stabs, no scars, none of that shit.
That must mean you're good.
No, man, it's because I was down and dirty. 24/7. I ain't trying to kiss your ass, and I don't want you to kiss mine. I'm standing up to what's real, and what's real is what's going to go in any city I go in. I ain't got to do what's cool for Cincinnati. I ain't got to do what's cool in New York. I do what's cool.
Because you make it cool.
No, not because I'm cool. It's because I know what cool is and what benefit being cool has. Being cool allows you to go into the lion's den and none of the lions get up and you know, their hair ain't raised because they tripping. Benefit. Okay. Knowing what you need to say, when you need to say it, is going to keep you from ever having to carry weapons.
Hmm.
Now, if you're in the wrong place where you just ain't got no goddamn business being, you might fucking have some kind of problem. And mm-hmm. periodically, accidentally, that shit happens.
Mr. Roosevelt, I have a question for you.
Still got to know how to handle yourself so what happens to people in that situation don't happen to you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A wise man learns from other people's mistakes.
I'm just saying, bro. You know, we gotta understand what we doing. You can't be listening to how I sound. You got to be listening to what the fuck I'm saying. You can't be looking at my motherfucking coat or my goddamn shoes or my car or whatever. You got to pay attention to me.
You make the coat. You make the car.
I'm talking about me, the person you talking to or fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm trying to do, fellas. You got to understand. I am 180% serious about the message I'm delivering to the motherfucking potential men of all backgrounds. I mean, we didn't spend a lot of years blaming women. We didn't spend a lot of years blaming the white man or the powers that be. We didn't spend a lot of years blaming whoever for whatever problem.
Circumstance, bad luck. What about accountability?
What about accountability, bro?
It's like all that other shit is excuses. If you fuck up, you fucked up. You fucked it up. You the reason this shit didn't work out. You might have had the plan. You could have had a bad plan, or you couldn't have followed a good plan.
See, what I'm saying, you can't even listen. You know, you guys are sick, man. When you say something.
I'm excited. I'm excited because I look forward to speaking to you.
You can't listen. You're still doing it. When you say something, you can't be so excited about saying it that you stop talking or stop communicating or stop listening. You can't stop. So when you talking whatever shit you talking, and I say, hold up, man, and you don't hear me and you keep talking, the point that I want to make as far as why I'm saying hold up is getting kicked around and lost. Because I hope you don't expect me to be quiet till you get through running your goddamn mouth. Because in the streets, that ain't how it works. In the court or in the fucking Congress, whatever the fuck, that's how it works. But in the street, you and that motherfucker talking at the same time. And he's saying exactly what the fuck he means, and you better be hearing him. But you motherfuckers won't. Because you talking. And you just blocking everything out, else out. You talking yourself up on an ass whooping or a killing. And you motherfuckers realize it.
You're right. That is disrespectful.
You're supposed to talk. You're supposed to talk. You're supposed to believe in yourself. But you're supposed to be listening too. Because ain't nobody going to wait for you to get your point across. They're going to bombard their point. And it ain't about you letting them bogart on you. It's about you know they bogarting. And when a motherfucker bogarting, they ready to fight. And you think like this so you don't show this motherfucker no fighting shit. Not that you a punk, but you got on a $7,000 watch. The fuck you want to fight and risk losing that shit? Come on. You got to, bro, you got to think like this. So that you can survive stupid shit you get in. We all get in stupid shit. Shit unpredictable, shit we ain't had no idea we was getting in. And to be lucky to get away, which a lot of people are, they just lucky. But who wanna depend on luck? I know how to come out of a situation. I know exactly the demeanor, what I need to say, and everything to get out of situations. That's why I get out of it, because as soon as I think the shit, I do it. Instead of doing like y'all, thinking and be wondering and all that goddamn shit while this motherfucker going crazy. Fuck that. You can defuse just about anything. God damn, I got the heat dust. You can defuse just about anything. Now, 313, bring your scary ass back in. I thought you was going to drop off, but you didn't. Hold on, I got to go get some water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 313, I know you hear me, so come on, what you think about what I was saying?
I've been listening to you, just like you said, to let you know that I can listen and keep my goddamn mouth closed and know when to listen and know when to talk. And
bro,
everything you just said.
Stop right there, because you was blocked. You couldn't talk.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm saying you motherfuckers don't be knowing who you fucking with, because I can make sure you don't talk over me. Go ahead.
No, you was asking me, so I didn't know. But even if I wasn't, I was just letting you know. I didn't say nothing through the whole spiel, and I was listening to every word, and everything that shit touched me to my heart, man. That shit damn it bring tears to my eyes, because a lot of the shit you was talking about, it unfold in the streets and people get hurt and killed, like you said. So everything that you said was so damn true. You understand, and it touched me, man. It touched me real deep.
Listen to me, brother. I talk a lot of shit, but the motherfuckers that really hear what I'm saying, listen past the shit and hear the words, hear the meaning, hear what's going on, like you just say you did. Because that's where I'm coming from, man. I'm not trying to encourage you to go out there and get killed. I'm not trying to encourage you to go out there and be a badass nigga. No, I'm encouraging you to think and believe in what you think. Soon as you think it. Unless you're one of these dudes that go robbing or killing or stealing or all that kind of goddamn shit, you don't necessarily want to do the first thing you think if you're going to do that. If you one of them motherfucking weak motherfuckers that think about suicide and shit like that, I'm not saying do that if that's what you think. I'm saying we ought to believe in ourselves, and we ought to believe in what we think enough to know we're not going to think no crazy-ass motherfucking shit. Whatever we think, we're going to be thinking about what's important to us and what's going to propel us to the future. As soon as we think it, we gonna do it. Because no matter what any motherfucker say, your first thought is the best thought. Because your first thought is the only genuine thought. Anytime you think about it with that first thought, you're filtering it through what you think. You don't want to filter real shit. You want it to come out wrong. You guys.
Okay.
Anybody got anything to say? Either one of you brothers is off. I got other shit to say.
Thank you.
All right, look, right on. Hey, brothers, I'm glad y'all was on here, because I'm serious. We're not blaming anyone for anything anymore. Now, let's you and I address a solution for that shit right now. That's my goal. I ain't hating on any of you who enjoy the entertainment aspect of what I do. But I stopped short of promoting your ass to be part of this audience for entertainment only. Listen to my show, because it's very informative, but it's delivered in an entertaining way. So it's not entertainment, it's infotainment. It's information that entertains you and not bore you. You guys that have a little resentment for me due to the fact that I say I cannot help you or I won't help you. You don't understand. If I spoke to you, listen, if I spoke to you the time to explain everything as clearly as I could, once I did that, I expect you to grasp it. It would be like I got 10 gallons of water, and I just throw that water up against the wall and expect it to stay on the wall. You all know maybe all 10 gallons ain't coming back to the can or whatever if you had it there to collect the water you threw on the wall, but you know the water is not staying on the wall. It's absurd for any of you guys to expect to understand what the fuck we talk about on my show without actually being laced by me, the course, by game. I said it to you all several times. My show and course goes hand in hand. And unless you really see it like that, you're going to be getting part of what you need to learn. I am cool with the dudes who listen to my show for the infotainment and can seriously do without you motherfuckers who simply want to be entertained. The crew that want to be entertained are like included in my numbers, which they are. But that's why my numbers aren't real to me. I don't even think about that kind of shit. I want my audience to be built on nothing but men who want to come out of that shell that, you know, have them being non-assertive. I want to create monsters. Not the kind of monsters you're scared of. The kind of monster that you think of when you think of monster truck. You just think of a big old ass truck with big old ass wheels that do a whole bunch of shit that regular cars can't do. But you ain't scared of it. So I'm just saying, when the monster I'm trying to make is a motherfucker that looks bigger than life, this motherfucker know what he doing, and just like that monster truck, he ain't gonna harm you, but he sure's gonna do a lot of shit that you ain't seen before. I really wonder, what I'm saying is, unless you believe in formality, unless you believe in traditions, your life is going to be the way it is. I just be wondering, do people see the danger in thinking nothing is formal? Black tie events are not formal. You remember olden days, going to church, you had to put on your Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. That's gone. Sunday go-to-meeting means this is something you only wear on Sundays to church. 786, what's up?
What's good, bro?
And, bro,
I'm from Miami, bro.
You from Miami, okay.
Yeah, man, I'm just showing some love, man, you know what I mean? I'm just sitting back listening to you, you know what I mean? I like listening, you know what I mean? Because I need some learning, bro, you know what I mean? So, I mean, and I appreciate you, man. You the godfather, bro. Real talk.
Okay, I don't want to be the godfather, nothing like that. I just want to be Bud bringing real shit to you. And if you getting something from it, whatever you getting, however you getting it, I love it as long as you using it.
For sure, man. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, thank you, brother. I appreciate you, too. Don't think I don't. I just talk shit. I definitely know where my bread is. Hey. So listen, what I'm saying is it's so bad that even looking for a job or going to a job interview is nothing. You could look like you look on the streets thugging. You don't care. The reason you don't care is because you think all of this shit I've just mentioned is old-fashioned shit. God damn it, so long, man. Stand the fucking fly. Okay, I might. That number is right there. Okay, I might be tripping because, man, I can't stand flies. But my thing is you can't discard the past. You know, talking about this old. What is old? What is old? Yesterday, shit that was news yesterday is old tonight. Do you realize that tomorrow is not even here yet. Tomorrow will be old next week. 832. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, bud, this is Kent from Houston. Man, you a bad motherfucker, first and foremost. I pretty recently started listening to you. I try and pick up on the game that you don't necessarily say directly. I plan on being at SWU on your next go-round. I'm putting money aside for that right now, so look out for you, boy. So I've recently started just having more routines and rituals in my life over the past, like, 2 or 3 months. And, like, I noticed that I've been getting a lot more attention from women, like, just due to that. I never break my routines. Like, when I go to the gym, the days I go, the way I dress myself when I, you know, before I go out and do anything. What kind of rituals should you be having in your day-to-day, or can I add to my day-to-day to just improve my overall, I guess, appeal, if that makes any sense?
It does make sense. But what don't make sense is why you would want to ask that.
I don't understand.
Well, what did you ask? In one little sentence, what did you ask?
What daily rituals should a man have?
Stop. Daily rituals? Right there.
Okay.
Right there, you answered your own fucking question. You want to know how?
Yes, sir.
A ritual for me that I do daily may not have anything to do with what the fuck you do daily. So how can you ask me what ritual do I do to improve what rituals you do? You're supposed to recognize what you do. This is what I'm trying to get you motherfuckers to understand. It's a ritual. It's something you do every day. So don't you think, what if I ritually get up and read 2 chapters of the Bible? And then I sit down and pray. And I do that every day. And I tell you that. Would you fucking do it?
Probably not. No sir.
So I'm saying, what the fuck does my rituals have to do with what you're trying to accomplish?
That makes sense.
The only thing that has to do with what you're trying to accomplish is you. If it's going to be a ritual, it's something you think you should do every day. Otherwise, I ritually get up and wash my ass. I ritually get up and not shave every day. You didn't see me, but I'm saying I, you know, groom myself here and there. Those are basic rituals that we all do. But real rituals are for people who believe in what they believe. So in order to believe what you believe, you have to do this every day. In order to make yourself see that you're worthy of it, you have to acknowledge what you're doing every day. Do this make sense to you, man?
Yes, sir. It makes perfect sense.
All right, bro. That's why we do this, man. Believe me, I ain't trying to be no entertainer. I want to inform motherfuckers, man. That's my goal. That's my goal. All right, bro. I got another call. 313, you back. What's up?
Yeah, I thought you was trying to ask me a question.
Who was trying to ask you a question?
I thought when you called 313, you was trying to ask the question. When you asked that guy, did he know what he wanted, or he didn't know what he wanted, or I don't know. Then you said 313.
Okay, man. No, I maybe did. I don't know, man. But if you don't have a question, it's cool.
No.
Okay.
Okay,
wait, man. I cut you off. What the fuck was you saying? What? What did you say, bro?
No, I didn't have a question.
Okay, cool. Thanks. All right. I left off asking, do you realize tomorrow is going to be old in 2 days? I try to tell myself to relax because I'm getting way too old to be running like I be doing. Then I think if I'm running just to be running, I am too old for that kind of shit. But I'm running, paving the way for my golden years, which are right around the corner. I know if I would have done this running earlier in my life like the normal person, now, I would be fucking bored to death with doing nothing. Motherfucker ain't got nothing to do. So old is what old does. Young motherfuckers run so that their golden years will, you know, be lived out in bliss. Old motherfuckers sit and enjoy the fruits of their labor, their earlier years' labor. I never did believe that kind of shit. And now that I could actually qualify to be an old motherfucker, I could actually qualify to sit and, you know, watch the days turn into night. I decided to pass on that shit and decided to live my younger years like a motherfucker for my golden years. Because I know the years that motherfuckers determined to be golden, your 60s and 70s, that's outdated. Golden years are 80s and 90s now. So if I put my efforts in overdrive, I've got like 10, 20 more years to really pump my shit up. This shit I'm doing just might fill the bill for me in my golden years. If not, I'm going to just keep pushing. See, the thing is, which is what I like about what I do. Hold on, I got to turn this fucking fan on. Which is what I like about what I do is that as long as God blessed me to be able to talk, I'm going to be able to generate something, money, whatever. But that's because the older I get, the wiser I seem. Especially if I have the knack of communicating. So what I want to talk about right now, we need to talk about being selfish and conceited. Now, you may not agree with either of those words or what you think they mean, but when I break them down and I break down how my alumni feel about those two words, you may see it a little different. Think about selfish. In reality, that word means ensuring your own survival. in your own well-being. Thinking of you first. Now, I can't see that in any way being bad. I just can't see it. But it might be to some of you. Hold on, let me get you 770. I see you. What's up, 770?
Rosebud motherfucking bit of dose, man. What's going on with it, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Me and you, that's what's happening right now.
Hey, man, I just want to take the time out right now to just give you your flowers, man, while you're still here. Because, no, I didn't get into SWU for this semester. I actually emailed you. I didn't get into SWU for this semester, but the shit that you done inspired in me, man, over the course of the past 2 weeks, man, it's done been amazing, man. I mean, I just been picking up, like, different reading materials to, like, work on myself and shit like that, man. And one of the authors that I picked up was Nathaniel Brandon. He write the Six Pillars book, but I can't read that book without listening to your shit. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, that he talks about in his book, you know what I'm saying, that I relate to, like, what you got going on is, like, establishing a better reputation with myself on a day-to-day basis, man. And, I mean, everything from my motherfucking house being spotless, the way that I talk to my family members, you know what I mean, the way that I handle problems and
hey,
everything,
stop,
man.
Stop,
like,
let me ask you something. All of that shit you read before, all of those books that, you know, self-help, whatever you want to call it, what part of it did you implement in your life to make you see changes?
Good question. The thing that I implemented is just on a day-to-day basis, establishing a better reputation with myself. That means when I say I'm going to do something, I
don't know what it means, bro. I know it. I'm not, you know, one of those guys that don't know. So what I'm saying is this. Are you saying you only been listening to me for 2 weeks?
No, I've been listening to you for about 2 months consistently, binge watching your shit.
Okay, listen. Let me ask you a question. Those books you read, all the points they made, all the things that you got that you could apply to your life, I think, and I'm willing to bet, in these 2 months, which I don't think you've only been reading those self-help books for 2 months. I think you've been reading them for some years. And I think what you learned fucking with me in 2 months totally outshine what you learned from that self-help bullshit. You agree or not?
You know, keeping it honest with myself and, you know, speaking from a place of truth, hell yeah. You know what
Wait,
I mean? Definitely.
Don't go. Brother, stop. Be brave enough to say what you think. Fuck, don't explain it. So, what I'm saying is, why do you think that is? Why do you think in 2 months you've learned or relearned or whatever you've learned? Why do you think that is?
You mean like learning what I learned from you?
No. Why do you think that what I said in 2 months touched you deeper than whatever you've been hearing for whatever amount of time?
Because your personal experiences out there in the streets and shit like that illuminates the words. It gives
okay,
life.
Listen, wait. Listen, you really did hit on the answer, but those words aren't the answer. The answer is, I'm relatable. You can relate to me. You can see what I'm saying. You can feel that I am talking about this, that, and the other that actually you're thinking about. You don't have to just take something and apply it. like you do when you read them motherfucking scholastic ass motherfuckers that don't know how to talk. You get what you need from me and what I say because I'm you. I don't try not to be you. I try to show you that I am fucking you. That's why I don't use them big words. I got a 4.0 in my master's, bro, straight A's. I don't try to talk scholastically because I know they're turning people off, even if they don't know it turns them off. What you got to say?
Right,
go ahead.
Right. But I just want to say this, man. You know, in closure, man, I want to say that listening to you helps me build a better relationship with reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what the fuck you mean, man. Hey, listen, stop. Make sure you hit my fucking email, askrosebud@gmail.com. Put your whole phone number in there. So I know this
yes,
is you. Because, bro, that shit you saying is really dope. I'm going to hook you up with that audio book, bro.
That's right, man. Thank you so much, Rosebud. And, like, I ain't even popped my collar and stepped through SWU yet, and I'm already feeling like a motherfucker, man. You know what I mean?
Hey,
so
wait till you come to SWU, and you won't feel like a motherfucker. You will be one. Period.
That's right.
Look, I got a lot of motherfuckers. Let me get somebody else. 447 look like some kind of international number.
What's up, Big Professor? This is Damon. That's why it's international.
What's going on, man?
All good, man. All good. Just been listening, tuning in to watch.
Wait, Damien, wait. People, periodically. People that have graduated call in. I don't ask them to. What country are you? What country are you from, man?
I'm from Poland, man. I live in the UK right now. In England.
You live in the UK right now, and he's from Poland. So what I want to ask you why I did all that, because I want to make a point. When you first...
I think I know where you're going.
Well, come on.
Well, I want you want to show these motherfuckers that this game that you're spilling is international. It doesn't have a race. It doesn't have a nation.
Hey, quit
it doesn't
showing
matter.
Off, you motherfucker.
Only thing that matters is that you're a man, and
go
I can
ahead.
Vouch for that. And I can vouch for that. Because it's true. It's all about, you know, realism. When, like, for me, when I first heard you speak, I can't remember what it was, some kind of video on YouTube, but I just felt it, you know. It didn't have nothing to do with pimping or whatever. I just knew that shit was real, and it touched me somehow. And me being how I'm being, I can't pass on something that's real, that feels real to me. So that's why I had to fuck with you, man, and my life ain't never been the same ever since. So, you know,
Wait. You said your life has never been the same since. What has changed?
Man, I stopped doubting myself. I started believing in myself for real, man. I wanna try shit. I don't ever want to ask no questions. I want to see for myself if what I'm thinking is right or not. This is the biggest joy for me in life, to find out whether I'm right or wrong about something. And if I'm wrong, fuck it. I still love it.
Hey, David.
That's the shit, man.
That's why you graduated with straight A's. Wait. Now, motherfuckers, listen to this. Damien, how long has it been since you graduated?
A year now. It's been a year now.
Wait. Within that year, how many times have you called me telling me, thanks, Professor, this shit is dope? Because of the conquest that you've been achieving.
Man, damn near every fucking week I would. But sometimes, like, I don't even want to brag. Sometimes I feel like I'm calling you and just telling you about my shit, bragging, you know. Nobody wants to listen to that shit. I know
you want to brag about yourself and not listen to me bragging about my ass. Wait, you got to hear this. You do want to brag, motherfucker. You just ain't used
to
brag. I do,
but...
You ain't used to it, but get used to it, because, bro, you call me talking shit, man, this motherfucker said this, that, and the other, and I said this, and then I did this, and that motherfucker went for what I was saying. Professor, I love you. I mean, this dude is in the UK, from Poland, not language barriers, but he had word barriers. That this motherfucker, if you remember, Damien, initially, I think it was you, you was going at it wrong. And I explained some shit to you. And I don't know exactly the particular conversation, but I remember once you understood this explanation, it changed your whole approach. You remember what I'm talking about?
I've got a couple of things that I'm thinking it could have been that you're talking about. But you know what? The one thing that I remember that rang the bell for me was, you said, Damien, if I was you, I would forget all the shit that you was thinking, that you used to think. And that shit really sticked with me, you know? That old
so,
thinking.
I'm not trying
to give nothing up, but.
No.
Yeah,
you're doing cool, man. You're doing cool. Listen, all you fellas, listen. What I'm saying is what I said to Damien that rung a bell for him don't necessarily have to be what you hear. The thing is, Damien, he didn't really come in with doubt. But he didn't really doubt himself when he came in. So he wasn't combative, but he was assertive in where he was coming from because he wasn't no punk. But it was, I forget the conversation, but it was one conversation that made him see, man, that shit I'm thinking is wrong. And it was something that had to do with the Arsenal you wrote. Some particular line, I forget what, I think it was your first Arsenal. I think, well, never mind. I don't even go into what your Arsenal was. But what I'm saying is,
yeah,
man, this
there
is
was
so
a few.
I appreciate you calling in is what I'm saying. Because I don't pay people to call in. People call in because they have experienced what I'm saying. And Damien... I can remember at least four bras or four times you didn't call me with this, that, and the other going on. And I'm listening, and I damn near don't have nothing to say. I just wait till you get done, and all right, man, that's how it go. Woo-woo. Because your fucking shit is cool, man. That's what's up. All
that's
you guys,
what it is.
That was up. Damien, you know I love you, man. Hit me, Damien, @rosewood@gmail.com.
Love you too, man.
Hey, Damien, I didn't give you the audio book already, have I?
No, you haven't.
I'm finna hook you up. Hit me, man.
No, you haven't. All right, man. I'm going to hit you. But listen, I was calling actually to chime in. I was calling to chime in on something that you were saying about motherfuckers working towards the golden years and hoping for the future and shit. And it made me think about, you know, one of the most important lessons that I've learned as a man is to stop hoping that shit is going to be cool at some point and you're going to be able to just fucking relax and do nothing. That moment is never coming. It's always going to be work and there's always going to be something new popping up. And as soon as you accept that shit, that you're going to have to fucking work every day, only then you can start being happy because you stop making your happiness conditional if something happened or not. You just learn to fucking love the work and that's what you make yourself believe in, and that's your choice to like what you're doing right now
guys,
and not fucking waiting for something that's about to happen.
What he's saying is he believes in himself. He's not waiting for somebody to give him permission to be happy. Well, he has
or some event
grown to the point where what he thinks he believes. And unless somebody or something shows him where he can accept that it's not right, he's right. I don't care if I'm his professor, and I say, hey, look, Damien, I think you need to go right. And he say, professor, the way I'm rolling, you know what I'm saying, I think I should go left. And I said, well, okay, man, do what the fuck you want to do. So you punk motherfuckers would do what I thought. Damien would do what he thought. And that's why he sound like he do so fucking confident. You guys do not understand what believing in yourself will do for you. Now, the thing that Damien know, he didn't learn, the shit I say is not why he get the action he getting. It's because he's doing whatever he thought I said, and his work that he's putting in is getting the results, which to him could say, dang, professor was right. But deep down inside, I know the only reason you motherfuckers ain't getting shit, because you ain't doing shit. If you start doing something like Damien do, I mean, personal problems he had, you know, with girlfriends that was kind of nuts, you know, and friends of his friends. And I mean, he went through a lot of shit since graduating. But he kept in contact with me, not only when he was having these problems, when he did some shit that was so fly, when he did some shit that was not that fly. But what's important is that this motherfucker is doing shit. And he's believing in how he's handling it. I'm sure he ain't batting 100 or 1,000 or whatever it is when it comes to catching a bitch he talking to. But he know that shit don't matter. He know what matters is he's sticking to what he believes. And when he catch a bitch, it's going to be because of what he thinks. And he ain't going to have to change how he thinks to keep that bitch. You guys better understand the power of what I just said. To me, to think a motherfucker is supposed to get what you are actually paying for is ludicrous. Selfishness, conceit are two words. Stop right there. Hey, Damien, what do you think about selfish, yeah, being selfish and conceited?
I think that's the only way to be, man. There's no other way to thrive in this world and in this life as a man. That's what you have to, man. You have to believe what you're doing, and you have to believe that what you're doing is right because you conceded. So you think what you're doing is fucking right, always. Even if you're wrong, it's still right.
Hey, Damien, why are you right when you're wrong? Because you're doing what the fuck you believe.
Because I'm learning. That's it.
You motherfucker.
I'm just gonna know what adjustments to make next time. So I'm still fucking winning, right?
Hey, Damien, Willie Mays made a mistake or two, didn't he? You guys don't understand.
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't understand what you're experiencing right now, so I'm gonna break it down. Fortunately, I said, should I have people from over here and over there, blah, blah, blah. They be fucking with me, and they showing that it ain't no language barrier. And I said, we talk the language or whatever I said. But what I was saying, Damien is proof. He's from a totally different part of the world. they think totally different as far as, you know, daily activities than Americans. A lot of the things they think are the same, but some of the things they think are different. And it's just these intricate differences that language prevents you from getting. And you can't tell me that this goddamn Damien did not get what the I was saying. He speaks English, but his concept of what, you know, we had learned was a little different than where, you know, I was coming from. But he understood it. He seen it. Then he started chasing it. And once he caught it, look what happened. You hear him. Anybody call me and tell me this motherfucker don't sound confident. Anybody call in, tell me he do not sound like he know himself. And what I'm saying is, in that case, I be listening to his shit, you know, fantasizing about me doing what he talking about. Because that's real shit. This real shit, man. I'm not past.
Hey, man, this is...
Go
Professor,
ahead, man.
This is why I'm calling you, man. Because I know, like, for you, every student is like your project that you started, and you wanna see it succeed. You know, you wanna. If you're a painter, you want your fucking painting to sell for millions of dollars, right? So, you know, the shit that I'm doing in my life, this is why I'm keeping you updated, because I want you to hear that shit and I want you to see where your projects are going.
Check this out, man. The things that I do as far as, you know, seeing where you at and shit is when you do call in. Not you, but a student. When you do a year later call me and remind me of something we went through as far as a lesson and how important it was that you see it now. Because, bro, it does not stop when you graduate. That's when it starts.
Not at all.
That's when it starts. That's when you ain't got me to talk to. That's when you got to do everything you think on you. And you lived up to that shit, man. You did. You know, I ain't gay or nothing, but you know, I
exactly.
love you. Damien, I love your motherfucking
man.
Man,
I love you too.
You don't, man.
I love
man.
You too, bud. And you know what? You're so fucking right
shit.
What you're saying.
You did it, man.
You're
Go
so-
ahead.
You're so right about you saying about graduating and it really only starts. Because, like, you know, I don't know, some motherfuckers probably think that once you graduate, the SWU made it. You didn't. It's like a training camp and the season only fucking starts once you graduated. Because SWU is going to give you the information and the skills how to use that information. But you don't really have the chance to really use those skills and that information until you graduated and you start living your life and you start focusing on the school tasks so much. Then you know how to really apply that shit into your actual life, everyday life.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know that shit ain't never stopping. So
man,
this is what I love about this.
Because
otherwise I'll be bored myself, man. If it was over, I'll be bored, man, out of my fucking mind. I never want this shit to stop.
Hey, wait. The cold part about it, Damien, is it won't stop. But let me ask you this. Have you actually revisited the course?
I started recently, you know. I went through the first part, and now I'm starting
But
I'm taking
me,
my time with it.
Damien,
now.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Revisit it. You're going to see shit you did not see before because of how sharp you've become. And this is why this
but
fucking...
This is why...
No, go ahead.
This is why I've been on 1.1 now for a couple of months. But I've revisited it and I've seen so much shit and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to do some work here. I see what I skipped, you know, the first, second, seventh time around. But now I'm looking at it with like completely new lenses. I think I told you that before. I feel now that I started revisiting it. I feel like it's the first time I'm looking at it as an adult, you know. It's like previously I was only looking at it as a kid, and it's a memory of like a childhood memory type of shit. But now I'm looking at it as a man, you know.
Damien, this is the first time you're looking at it with game, not as a kid, not as an adult. You got game, and you can see what's not being said. Before, you was totally dependent on what's being said. Now that you got game, you can read between the lines, and you're going to be able to see hella shit that you could not see before. Even though it was right there, because we know those fucking MP4s ain't going to change. Right?
Spot on. Spot on, man.
Hey,
I
man.
Fucking
hey,
clinged
just,
to every word when I was making my notes and shit, you know.
Stay in touch, man. You know, I'm going to put you out because, see, they probably thinking that I paid you $1,800 to say this shit. Love you, man. Hey, Damien, stay in contact. See, them fucking words to my alumni, self-indulgence and conceit, that's very important shit. You know, me, I'm branching out, and my goal is to have a lot of different avenues to reach you guys. But my message is clear, and it's picking up steam. And my message is, I, as a former pimp that did well, Rolls Royces, jewels, the whole shot, I know the keys to what's important to any goddamn woman. And that's being able to show her that you stand up about what comes up out of your mouth. Now, I don't believe you motherfuckers understand that shit is easier said than done, standing up or representing what come out your mouth. Because good game for any man is priceless. So you want to know, actually, do you know what's worth more than good game? Knowing how to use that shit the correct way. Young men who have actually studied the game with me. I mean, they doing the do. No, they ain't out there copying me or trying to let me tell them how to be a pimp. They're out there in the field, in the trenches, the same trenches you all claim are so dangerous, which they are. But real motherfuckers, or potential real motherfuckers, once they get the game, they don't sweat that kind of shit because there's little shit to them. They go out there and they get the game with the game that I didn't lace them with. I can only tell you how to drive. You still got to get in the car and navigate the goddamn roads. I can't do that for you. Same with this game that y'all playing with. You can't tell HD the Great or Boss Hogg or Quentin or Young Ramsey the Pete. You can't tell any of them youngsters that I blessed with this pimp game. And you surely can't tell none of the graduates from SWU the bullshit that you believe about the internet. Just remember this. When you think of shit and you don't have the answers, it becomes a concern. Now, once you realize the concern and don't utilize the ways you've learned to handle it, it becomes a problem. And that's how most of you motherfuckers deal with shit. You wait until it becomes a problem before you decide to try to tackle it and solve it. What I'm saying is, you can't be a person that's not fully committed. And you have these guys that be pretending to be fully committed. And they get your attention through YouTube or whatever. And you gotta weigh what they say against what I say, if that's the case. But one sure way you can see the winner, and that's by taking what's being said verbatim and use it right now when you hear it. Ain't no way in the fuck any one of you motherfuckers don't tell me you use some shit I said and didn't get the proper results. Now, of course, you can make me out to be a liar by hitting me, getting on the phone or whatever, telling me about a situation. But my motherfucking thing is this. In order to be who I'm claiming to be, which is not all-knowing, which is not having all the game, but as far as what you have for reference, I'm about the most vocal motherfucker about the game. Everybody else, I mean, they don't spit it, blah, blah, blah. They may believe it's a secret still, but America can't kill that. It ain't no secret. It's out. So now we got to let people know how to really respect it, you know, on the pimp tip. But I'm not just on the pimp tip. I'm really and truly about dudes. I'm really and truly about motherfuckers not being scared to stand up for what they believe when you're talking to a bitch. And then one point, all you motherfuckers are going to thank me for this. Well, you heard a bunch of motherfuckers thanking me tonight. Or today, I mean, excuse me. But that's not where I'm at. I'm really just excited and 832, goddamn. You got, is this a different question or is that the same question? 832. 832, do you have a different question or were you already in? Okay, he ain't got no question. So it was just me trying to, you know, talk to him. Hey, I'm going to end the episode. Sidewalk University is blowing up. I'm telling you, you're going to wait till I triple the price. Then you're going to really want to get in. And then when I triple that price, you're going to have to get a loan to get in. You know, I mean, if you want to wait for all that, you can. But I wouldn't wait for that. I'm saying, you know, some things you just got to take a chance on if you believe in it. I'm out.